Episode 3166, Walk the Path of Purpose.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Where's your smile? Oh, come on. It looks so good on you. Well, today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want to put a smile on your face if you're not wearing one already. And if you are, guess what? I want to make your smile even bigger. Yes, it's time to walk the path of purpose. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the eKisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Okay, well, we have a lot going on, so I'm going to give it you the short and skinny as much as I can. We now are on three other TV networks, and we're launching one, actually two this week, possibly a third coming up in the next couple weeks. More details to come on that, but you want to be here. We're also on pray.com, but we're not exclusive anymore. We're also going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on our website. So if you're not in the newsletter, get in the newsletter. Register so you know what's going on. I know you're like, Christiane, you never send newsletters. You're right. I don't, but now I'm going to have to. Because God is on the move and it's exciting and I'm nervous and sometimes, whew, inspiration, motivation, sometimes you just need a little kick in the rear. And that is what God is doing with Create Your Now. And so I am moving as fast as I humanly possibly can and taking a ride of a lifetime, and I want you to come along with me. So stay tuned here. You know, I'm still here every single day on the podcast. And if you're wondering, well, will the episodes of the TV show be the same? No, it's a TV show, so it's completely different. We're also going to be bringing out, having interviews. It's just going to be really, really cool. I mean, food, fun, family, friends, you name it. I mean, food for the soul, food for, well, literally the insides of you. Yes, because I love to eat, but we'll leave that too for another episode. But it's going to be a blast, and I want you to be there. I want you to go on this adventure with me. You've been here for a while. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I just cannot wait. And guess what? I've been dreaming about this for years. I'm here to tell you, we are going to be opening up AIM. So if you're like, gosh, it would really be nice to find some like-minded women who really want to lead with not just like, okay, I've got a brain on my head, but they want to lead the way God is showing them. And they're not really sure. I mean, you may attend church, but it's like, I don't know if I really fit in there. Or you want a different community, you're going to want to come to AIM. I'm excited. It's going to be a blast. My goal, hold on here, because it's Inspiration Motivation Day, but I'm being honest with you. My goal is to release it here, hopefully in October, but, and it's a very big but, because we have a new grandbaby coming. And I'm going to be there for that grandbaby when that little sweet angel is born. So I'm kind of at the beckoning call of my daughter at this moment. And so if I get the call and you're like, where's Christiane? Know that my daughter is giving birth and I was a little busy. So give me some grace on that. So if something does happen, my goal at the latest will be to release it at the top of the new year of 2024. But if not that, I really want to do it before the holidays. We'll just see. There's a lot of moving parts. And like I said, I'm trying to move as fast as we can. And you know, you get that way, don't you? It's like, gosh darn it. I just have this energy. And I'm telling you, it's not me who's doing this. I mean, it's like God. And I can just tell. It's like, come on, Christiane, can you not work faster? And I'm like, I'm trying. And you know, when you're at home, you're just all of a sudden like, I've got this burst and you feel like, yes, I can do everything. You're beyond Wonder Woman. Woman, right? You got the powers literally of the world in front of you. And you're like, we can do anything. Just ask me. And you want to say yes, 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 yes. Well, let me tell you, when you get to that point, know your focus. You've got to walk the path of purpose. And you've got to know where the focus is, because if not, you're going to get distracted by 3,000 other things. Sometimes the laundry has to wait. Sometimes you got to let the boxes pile up from your Amazon deliveries. Sometimes you just need to get in the moment and be present. And that's what I want you to do today. So I'm thrilled that you are joining me on this adventure. I mean, it's always a ride, isn't it? Like I say, in our household, it's a party every day. Literally, it's a party every day. And yes, I do try to wear my smile all the time. But I want to jump in because I want to inspire you. I want your smile to be bigger, not just on your face, but also in your heart. And there's a powerful truth that often slips away from our grasp, and it's this: the present moment is all we truly have. Yesterday, I spoke a little bit on episode 3,165. I believe I'm already losing count of how many episodes we have. But I talked and shared with you about two very important people in my life that have had some run-ins, some medical complications, one with a big C and one had a stroke. And it's one of those things where one's younger, one's older, and so they're bookends to me, so I'm kind of in the middle. And neither of them know each other, right? They're just very good, incredible people that are a part of my life. And it's one of those things where we look sometimes at the present and we're like, yeah, we got this, but we really don't get it. And we let it slip away. The present moment is truly all you have. So set your worries and uncertainties aside. Today, choose to walk the path of purpose, because you know what truly matters is what's right in front of you. So today I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to let go of the weight of tomorrow and focus on the opportunities that are within your reach right now. Create your now. That is where, I mean, literally the brand was born. Create your now. This is not about me. I mean, yeah, I share my stories, but this is about you, your life, doing what God has called you to do, being that incredible mom, being that sister, that auntie, being that grandma that just, you know, can absolutely be there when called upon, and living a life that's full of zest and vigor and joy and gratitude. And yeah, does CRAP happen? Of course it does, because that's real life. But remember this, it's all too easy to become consumed by thoughts of what lies ahead, right? We get focused on the distant future or sometimes the past. We also have the uncertainty of outcomes that kind of loom in our head. The mountains yet to climb. Will I ever reach that goal? Will I ever write that book? But I want you to see that God has placed you here today for a reason. And in the quest for a fulfilling life, it's essential that you stay committed to the tasks and responsibilities that are laid upon you today. God created you and fashioned you on purpose for a purpose. I like to think that you are God's diamond. But when we're here on earth, we're really the diamond in the rough. But after he goes and does his miraculous things that he does with us and molds us and shapes us as the potter does with the clay, but he takes all these different tools and chisels away, then you become the shining diamond that he already knew you were, because he created you in the very beginning. Your unique skills, your unique dreams, my friend, and aspirations were entrusted to you for a reason. Your journey may seem small or mundane at times. I get it. But even the smallest steps taken in alignment with your purpose can create remarkable waves of impact. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Think of the story of Moses. Now, if you're not a believer, that's okay. Just treat these as stories. All right, but if you are a believer, I want you to lean in even more. And I would challenge you if you're not, because as you know here, I mean, I do, and it's nothing I hide. I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and I talk about it. I don't talk about it all the time, but I do live my life out in that way. So I want you to think of Moses. He was called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. But when God first spoke to Moses, he was a simple shepherd, tending his flock in the wilderness. Yet, in that moment, everything changed. God illuminated the purpose that lay before him, and Moses embraced it with all his heart. He didn't waste time worrying about, you know, what lay farther along the road. Instead, he took that first step, trusting that by faithfully serving in the present, right, he was present, the future would unfold as it should. Walk the path of purpose. Also, when Jesus walked the earth, when Jesus called upon his disciples, right, to follow him, come and follow me, he said, he didn't lay out a detailed roadmap on their journey. I don't know about you, but I've had conversations many times with him. I'm like, can you just give me the blueprint, please? Download it to me. I need it now. I'm like, where's my burning bush? You gave it to Moses. Oh, wait, can I be struck with lightning? Not literally, but figuratively. Can you just like place everything I need here right now? Can you give me that red line answer that I need? I can't wait any longer. I was in the grocery store a couple days ago, and I was trying to reach the tippy top to get some pasta for my boys. And I was reaching up there. And of course, you know, the stuff that's towards the front had already been taken. So I'm reaching back, and it's about four or five boxes into it. There's no boxes there, but that's how far back. So, you know, we're probably talking 12 inches or so. So about a foot in. But I'm on my tippy toes because it's next to the top shelf. And there was this other lady that was standing next to me, and she was doing something, and she was on the bottom two shelves getting her pasta. And she's, you know, picking out two or three different boxes. And I'm sitting here going one, two, and I'm trying to get one more. Like, I want that third, because that third will hold me over till, like, you know, it's the last minute thing. You're like, oh, I wish I would have just gotten that one extra box. And so I just laughed. And finally, I got my little fingertips on it. I was able to pull it down. I was able to catch it as it fell a little bit in me and on top of me. And I just looked at the lady, and she just kind of smiled. And I said, you know, God just did not make me tall enough. And she just kind of giggled. She goes, well, it looks like you did pretty well. And I thought, you know, she's right. And then I continued, and I said, well, you know what? Him and I have this discussion on a daily basis. And she just giggled, and I just told her to have a blessed week. And it was just that moment in the middle of a grocery store, okay? But seriously, like, you want that height. You want that blueprint. Well, when Jesus called his disciples to follow him, he didn't say, here you go, guys. This is what your life's going to look like. This is your roadmap. This is the journey ahead. Do you want to or do you not want to? Instead, he simply asked them to come as they were. Come as you are. Come and follow me. That's all he said. Follow me. And they followed him obediently. They left their nets, their security, and their comfort to venture into the unknown. Their focus was not on the uncertainties that lie ahead, but on the task at hand, to learn from their master and spread the good news. Are you waiting for that blueprint? Because what if that blueprint doesn't ever come? What if that blueprint doesn't show up, or the burning bush, or the strike of lightning? What if it doesn't come? Are you willing to still go forward? Are you willing to walk the path of purpose? Oh, my friend, I urge you to stay close to what you can do today. Give your best to the tasks and responsibilities that are within your reach. Don't allow the weight of the future to hinder your progress in the present. Trust that by living purposefully today, you are aligning yourself with the incredible plan that God has for you today, which then extends for your entire journey. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's your greatness, my friends, but you have to be willing to walk the path of purpose. So when you constantly worry, though, about what lies beyond your control, I know I've been there, your pile of concerns only grow larger. And they grow and grow and grow, and pretty soon they consume you more than your own laundry. And you're like, yeah, have you seen my bed and my dining room table? Like, it's a disaster zone. But as you take courageous steps in the present moment, laying down foundations and seizing opportunities, doors begin to open, and yes, some will close on purpose. God's promises are not reserved for a distant tomorrow. They are here now, waiting to be embraced. Create your now. Remember the words that Jesus spoke? You've heard this one. And it's interesting because I will see this Bible verse shared throughout social media. And I just kind of giggle internally. I'm like, Lord, little did you know how much of an impact this would have. But people take Jesus's words and they either make them their own or they just kind of put it up because it sounds so good. The next time you see a quote, really look at it. It may actually be a Bible verse, but it doesn't give the reference. Well, I'm going to give you the reference. It comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You have been given this day, this moment, to lead and to make a difference. My friend, let go of the burdens you cannot control and focus on what you can do today. Embrace the journey and walk your path of purpose. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.